This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
As the Packers get ready for Sunday's road game against the Giants, we learn that Elgton Jenkins' season is likely over after leaving Monday's game against the Eagles with a fractured fibula. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Unfortunately, I'd say it's highly unlikely. It's a shame because he was one of the first guys we drafted when I got here and just been through a lot with him and obviously a lot of great moments, and it's a shame because he's one of our real leaders on our team.
For Jenkins, the question now is long-term. Will he remain the team's center in 2026?
I think he did a really good job, and I think the more he played, the more comfortable he got within that position, and like I said, it's an unfortunate deal.
Sean Ryan stepped in for Jenkins on Monday night and will start on Sunday. Giants have named Jameis Winston their starter at quarterback, replacing Jackson Dart, who's in the concussion protocol. Winston moved ahead of previous backup Russell Wilson.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
The Packers look to shake out of their offensive slump again this week.
I promise you, as frustrated as anybody may be out there, you're not as frustrated as I am. I believe in our guys. And so it's all about just finding solutions. And I can't worry. What has happened in the past, it's happened. Unfortunately, you better have a short-term memory and you got to move on.
I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.